This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Indonesian officials say more than 400 people died. Hundreds more were injured by earthquakes that triggered a 6-meter-high tsunami. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda says the death toll is expected to rise.
Indonesia's emergency minister said some people were on the beach when the tsunami warning was sounded, but didn't immediately leave and became victims. The government's describing the damage as extensive. They say thousands of buildings have collapsed, including hospitals. Makeshift medical centers are being set up outdoors. The quakes are reported as 7.5 and 7.7 magnitude, with aftershocks that have continued into the weekend. The disaster has also triggered widespread power outages, making rescue efforts slower. Indonesia's president will visit the area on Sunday. The country is regularly hit by earthquakes. In August, a series of tremors destroyed dozens of villages on another island and killed over 500.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda. Amid a new investigation of his Supreme Court nominee, President Trump is maintaining his support for Brett Kavanaugh.
I just want it to work out well for the country. If that happens, I'm happy.
Have you thought at all about a replacement for Judge Kavanaugh?
Not even a little bit.
FBI is looking into allegations Kavanaugh sexually assaulted two women. He denies those allegations. The Taliban has denounced Afghanistan and Pakistan for planning to convene a major bilateral conference of religious scholars in a bid to declare the Afghan insurgency as un-Islamic. The Taliban alleges the U.S. is plotting to build religious opposition to the Taliban's holy war against foreign occupation of Afghanistan. Taliban asserting that the U.S. military has failed to defeat the Taliban and are resorting to such conferences. This is VOA News. North Korea's foreign minister says his government will not denuclearize before it has sufficient trust in the United States. AP's Julie Walker reporting that Ri Yong-ho made the statement in a speech to the UN General Assembly.
Ri Yong-ho was speaking through a translator at the United Nations General Assembly. He called on the U.S. to follow through on promises made during a summit in Singapore between the rivals' leaders.
Without any trust in the U.S., there will be no confidence in our national security, and under such circumstances, there is no way we will unilaterally disarm ourselves first.
Ri says continued sanctions won't work.
The perception that sanctions can bring us on our knees is a pipe dream of the people who are ignorant about us.
Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets in protest against the presidential frontrunner, far-right congressman whose campaign has exposed and deepened divisions in the country. The protest came the same day that Jair Bolsonaro was discharged from a Sao Paulo hospital where he received treatment after being stabbed during a campaign rally on September the 6th. A United Nations human rights expert has described as deplorable the Sudanese government's continued repression of fundamental freedoms and abuse meted out to women to keep them in line. A story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Aristide Nononsi says displaced women and girls are most victimized by conflict-related sexual violence. He says a climate of impunity in the country allows these crimes to flourish. The independent expert also criticizes government austerity measures, which he says have led to a deterioration of economic and social rights. He says it is critical for Sudan to address the root causes of poverty and inequalities to achieve long-term stability in the country. These criticisms did not sit well with Sudan's Minister of Justice. Mohamed Ahmed Salem says his country is making great progress in the sphere of human rights, which is reflected in a new constitution awaiting final approval. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tesla and its CEO Elon Musk have agreed to pay a total of $40 million and make a series of concessions to settle a government lawsuit here in the U.S., alleging Musk duped investors with misleading statements about a proposed buyout of his company. Legendary American blues guitarist Otis Rush has died. He was 84. Rush died from complications of a stroke he suffered in 2003. He was a key architect of the so-called Chicago West Side Sound in the 1950s and 1960s. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.